Welcome to Herd Mentality, a podcast from StoneX where we discuss global dairy markets and what's driving them. Remember that the trading of derivatives such as futures, options, and over-the-counter products or swaps may not be suitable for all investors. Derivatives trading involves substantial risk of loss, and past results are not necessarily indicative of future results. We're recording this on Friday, October 10th. With me this week is Charlie Hyland. He's our head of EU dairy. And I wanted to bring him on because StoneX put out a press release this week announcing our collaboration with a market index and price reporting company. They also do some analysis called Expana to launch some OTC dairy derivatives that will settle against Expana's price indices. So, Charlie, what exactly did we announce this week and what are we doing with Expana?
Thanks, Nate, and great to be here. So Expana is well known to us, I guess. They're actually probably the first data provider I subscribed to when I joined StoneX 16 years ago. So they have a long history of creating and providing and publishing benchmark and index pricing for agricultural products. And do it across the board, everything from meats, softs, et cetera, all the way down to dairy as well. And essentially what they do is they will do kind of market surveys, create benchmarks under a very robust and clear methodology, and essentially provide pricing for a lot of products where otherwise there is no transparent benchmark or price. So that's very useful for us and our customers in terms of being able to identify an independent reference price where people can track and follow and see where the market price is. But it also gives us an opportunity to potentially list contracts to trade forward markets in some of these products. And dairy, as you know, right, one of the benefits and the challenges to the market is that there's a lot of products produced from the liter of milk. And as some of these markets, or a lot of these markets, will actually work and trade on their own fundamentals. So for some companies who are buying only a specific dairy product, it's very hard for them to use an alternative dairy product to hedge that. So if their risk is against a WPC 80, for example, they can potentially manage the price risk on that using whey. But that comes with its challenges. So what we're trying to do is partner with Expana here to launch a number of OTC contracts to provide hedges for the dairy industry, which are more suitable to companies' actual exposures.
Yeah, I would say hedging WPC against dry whey faces more than just some simple challenges. At least in the U.S., when we look at the prices, the correlations are pretty poor. You know, there's some correlation there sometimes, but the basis risk is generally too big for most people to be comfortable with, unless there's some type of formula linking dry whey to WPC 80. But frankly, I don't see that happening. Everything's done on either WPC 80 or WPI pricing. So which price indices is StoneX going to be using, or which products are we going to be looking at here?
Yeah, so the way we're looking at this partnership at the moment is Expana publish, I think, over 100 different dairy price indices. We are certainly not expecting or planning to list 100 different OTC contracts. But what we are looking to do is take a sample of some of the more commonly asked for pricing benchmarks, such as the WPC 80, fat-filled milk powder, lactose prices, etc. And our starting point here is making those prices available to our customers. We're going to do that by publishing these prices and benchmarks on StoneX Plus. And the next step then is kind of talking with our customers and consulting with the industry in terms of which of these pricing benchmarks actually have a good opportunity to become actively traded OTC swaps. We have some ideas on what these are likely to be. Let's say there's two which are earmarked as our initial pilot products, and that's going to be European fat-filled milk powder and European regular the WPC 80. So these are two we're going to essentially launch initially as almost test products. But again, there is more products available that we can list contracts against as well if the market appetite.
So these OTC contracts are going to be cash settled against the reported price index. Do you see any concerns with settling these prices against a privately reported price series?
No, look, it's back to, I guess, expanded structure and the way they go about it. I mean, look, there's lots of different ways that we can, an index or a benchmark price can be determined in the market. We have our, you know, physical platforms such as a GDT or a CME Spot, for example. And look, they've got a lot of benefits, right? They're very transparent. There's physical product trading. You know, lots of companies and people can participate. But as well as that, it's sometimes it's hard, especially if you move down into some of the less commoditized products, to get a benchmark from a physical platform. Other alternatives then are either government-sourced pricing, which again exists to a degree, but it doesn't exist as far as I'm aware, certainly not in Europe in terms of some of the products like WPC 80s. But the other alternative then becomes, benchmark providers which have different certifications, such as IOSCO. So Expana is, I understand, the first food-focused PRA which has IOSCO certification. So they have been doing this now for a number of years. I believe they've IOSCO certification now for over 5 years. And what that means is that they're independently audited every year in terms of how they go about aggregating prices, how they survey the market, how they essentially filter out any prices that do look inaccurate, and essentially their methodology for doing all that is audited and scrutinized, and it's transparent, right? They do show and explain how they do that, how they function. So we've actually a lot of faith in their benchmarks, how they do it, and as a result, we're very comfortable with using them as a settlement mechanism for our swaps.
They presented at our conference in Dublin, Ireland in September, and they talked about the methodology, and I was quite impressed with the methodology. So I don't see issues with it either. It looks very robust. What type of timeline do we have for release or getting these prices into StoneX Plus and then eventually listing these OTC contracts?
Little bit of a moving target, so I don't want to give exact dates, but our expectation at the moment is everybody is moving fast and looking to get them into StoneX Plus as soon as possible. Certainly this side of Christmas. In terms of listing the swaps, then there's still a few kind of hurdles and operational procedures that need to be followed here. The hope is Q1 of next year we'll have the first two products listed, but I won't give an exact date on that yet.
All right. Thanks for your time today, Charlie.
Pleasure, Nate.
The StoneX Dairy team spans the US, EU, Asia, and Oceania, providing market intelligence, analysis, and forecasts through our interactive data platform called StoneX Plus, as well as full-service brokerage on the major dairy exchanges, the CME, EEX, and SGX. If you're interested in finding out more about our market intelligence or brokerage services, you can find more information on StoneX.com.
This communication is issued in the European Economic Area by StoneX Financial Europe SA, SFE by the SFE presenters noted. StoneX is the trade name used by StoneX Group INC and all its associated entities and subsidiaries. StoneX Group Inc. companies provide financial services worldwide through its subsidiaries, including physical commodities, securities, exchange-traded and over-the-counter, under derivatives, risk management, global payments and foreign exchange products in accordance with applicable law in the jurisdictions where services are provided. References to certain over-the-counter ROTCA products or swaps are made on behalf of StoneX Markets, LLC SXM, a member of the Nash, Null Futures Association, NFA, and provisionally registered with the U.S. Commodity Futures Trading Commission, CFTC, as a swap dealer. SXM products are designed only for individuals or firms who qualify under CFTC rules as an eligible contract participant ACPA and who have been accepted as customers of SXM. Wealth management is offered through S.A. Stone Wealth Management, Inc., member FINRA/SIPC, and S.A. Stone Investment Advisors, Inc., and SEC-registered investment advisor, both wholly owned subsidiaries of Stone X Group, Inc. Stone X Financial Limited, SFL, is registered in England and Wales. Company No. 5,616,586. SFL is authorized and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority Registration Number FRN 446,717 to provide to professional and eligible customers, including arrangement, execution and, where required, clearing derivative transactions in exchange-traded futures and options. SFL is also authorized to engage in the arrangement and execution of transactions in certain OTC products, certain securities trading, precious metals trading and payment services to eligible customers. SFL is authorized regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority under the Payment Services Regulations 2017 for the provision of payment services. SFL is a Category 1 ring dealing member of the London Metal Exchange. In addition, SFL also engages in other physically delivered commodities business and other general business activities which are unregulated and not required to be authorized by the Financial Conduct Authority. Stone X Financial Europe SA. SFEED is a securities trading firm registered in the Grand Duchy of Luxembourg under Company No. RC Lux B 10821. SFE is authorized by the Luxembourg Ministry of Finance and regulated by the Commission de Surveillance du Secteur Financier Registration No. P00000012 to carry out, inter alia, the activities of investment advisor, portfolio manager, professional acting on own account, broker in financial instruments, and commission agent. Stone X Financial PTE LTD Co. Reg. No. 20113059 8R SFP is regulated by the Monetary Authority of Singapore and is a capital market service licensee for dealing in capital market products. An exempt financial advisor for advising on investment products and issuing or promulgating analyses/reports on investment products and a major payment institution for cross-border money transfer service. Stone X Financial HK Limited CNO, BCQ152SHK is regulated by the Hong Kong Securities and Futures Commission for dealing in futures contracts. Stone X Group Inc. acts as agent for SFL in New York with respect to its payment services business. Stone X Financial Thai Limited, SFA Akin, 14177-4727 holds an Australian financial service license and is regulated by the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, AFSL, 345646. Stone X Securities Co. Limited, SSJ Co. Reg. No. 01040104799 is regulated by the Japanese Financial Sir. ISIS Agency as a Taipei Financial Instruments Business Operator. Kanto Local Finance Bureau FIBO No. 291 is a member of the Financial Futures Association of Japan for dealing and broking FX and FX option transactions, and is a member of the Japan Securities Dealers Association for dealing and broking stock indices and option transactions. The information herein is not a recommendation to trade nor investment research or an offer to buy or sell any financial product. It does not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and does not create a binding obligation on any of the Stone X Group Inc. of companies to enter into any transaction with you. You are advised to perform an independent investigation of any transaction to determine whether any transaction is suitable for you. This material should be construed as the solicitation of an account, order, and/or services provided by the FCM division of Stone X Financial Inc., SFID NFAID 0476094, or Stone X Markets LLC SXM NFAID 0449652, and represents the opinions and viewpoints of the individual authors or presenters and does not necessarily reflect the viewpoints of SFI or SXM. It does not constitute an individualized recommendation or take into account the particular trading objectives, financial situations, or needs of individual customers. Additionally, this material should not be construed as research material. The trading of derivatives such as futures, options, and over-the-counter OCC products or swaps may not be suitable for all investors. Derivatives trading involves substantial risk of loss, and you should fully understand the risks prior to trading. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future results. All references to and discussion of OTC products or swaps are made solely on behalf of SXM. All references to futures and options on futures trading are made solely on behalf of SFI. SXM products are intended to be traded only by individuals or firms who qualify under CFTC rules as an eligible contract participant ACPA and who have been accepted as customers of SXM. SFI and SXM are not responsible for any redistribution of this material by third parties or any trading decisions taken by persons not intended to view this material. Information contained herein was obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but is not guaranteed as to its accuracy. Contact designated personnel from SFI or SXM for specific trading advice to meet your trading preferences. SFP may distribute analysis/report produced by its respective foreign affiliates within the Stone X Group of companies pursuant to an arrangement under Regulation 32C of the Financial Advisors Regulations. Recipients should contact SFP at 656309-1000 for any matters arising from, or in connection with, this podcast. No part of this material may be copied or duplicated in any form by any means or redistributed without the prior written consent of Stone X Group Inc. The podcast herein is not directed to, or intended for distribution to or use by, any person or entity who is a citizen or resident of or located in any locality, state, country or other jurisdiction where such distribution, publication, availability or use would be contrary to law or regulation. Copyright 2024 Stone X Group Inc. All rights reserved.